He is the Savior not just of the Jews, but of the Gentiles also, of the whole world. And it says, we know we dwell in Him, because, and He in us, because He hath given us of His Spirit. I tell you what, I had a lot of, I believed in God since, I can't remember ever not believing in God growing up. I always believed in God, and it was always Jesus. You know, I was raised a Christian, according as many generations have been. That is the faith of our fathers. And, you know, in all that time, you know, I came to be aware of the Spirit of God and the gifts of God, and I wanted those things. And I asked for them, and nothing happened. And then I heard people say, well, you know, you just receive the Spirit and believe you received it, and then you have received it. I tried doing that. I found it very unsatisfactory. I thought, how can I have the Spirit of God, but I'm a drug user primarily, and also a drinker, fornicator of the mind, covetous, etc., etc., hateful, etc., etc., foul-mouthed, etc., etc. You know, primarily the things that troubled me most were the drugs, because they really ruined my life, in my own estimation. And the Spirit of God came and delivered me from those things. And the Spirit of God didn't come where I just said, you know, it was, I'm talking, I walked like that for 12 years, even longer, really. Even as a child, I remember begging God to take away the sinfulness which I was ashamed of. He did nothing. I mean, he did, I'm sure he did things, but what I mean is, from my perspective, nothing changed. I only seemed to get worse. And then came, you know, the times where I was teaching the Bible, and I was still subject to all these sins. And I remember I would beg and plead. I cried many tears. Lord, if I'm lacking, help me, deliver me from these things. And from time to time, I would say, do I lack your Spirit? It seems like, because I would read things and think, I must lack the Spirit of God. Because the Spirit of God would lead me to other things. I said, God, give me your Spirit. He didn't give me his Spirit. I tried to believe that I had his Spirit. I did. And I really believed it. But then it became unbelievable. Because I was deceiving myself. Then one day, I did receive the Spirit of God. When the righteousness of God and the true gospel was preached to me, very simply. And then I received the Spirit of God the next day in a powerful way. The power of God. I could feel it. Something real happened to me. I spoke with other tongues as the Spirit gave utterance. You know? But not just the tongue. I mean, it wasn't just that. Other things. Powers. Touched me. And God did that. And I said, well, why would he do that? And what's the point of that? So that I would know. From that day forward. And things changed. Not just sins removed, but my understanding was opened. So to me, that was, you know, and so to this day, you know, that's the confidence I walk in the scripture. You know, I testify to, but because I believe that I dwell in him because the Spirit of God he gave me. Other people think they have the Spirit of God and they believe they, you know, but I'll tell you what. I walked in that I believe I got the Spirit because I believe I got the Spirit. And you know what? To me, it's just bunk. If something doesn't powerfully come to you, if you don't have some sort of, you know, if you don't have an experience, the mirror is the experience of the apostles. If you don't have a testimony like they had a testimony. I'm not satisfied with that. And, you know, and I know people fake it and they call it autolalia and all this stuff. And that's fine. It's, you know, I can do a lot of things. I mean, you know, look at, I could hold on to a vibrating object so long that my nerves will begin to tingle. You know what I mean? I can shoot myself up with drugs that'll make me feel like I'm in an altered state of consciousness. But when it happens spontaneously and even against your will, because when I spake with tongues, I didn't believe in tongues. In fact, right before the Spirit of God began to come on me, when I started to feel the power of God, on my hands and on my lips and on my ears and on my feet when this powerful sensation came over me. I mean, like, it felt like there was electricity flowing through my hands. Like, okay? Sounds nuts, right? I would think so, too. People say, well, you were conditioned to have a certain response. I understand that. Okay. Yeah, okay. I understand all those things. I'm not some dupe, you know? That's why it was powerful to me, because I was in my mind, you know? I wasn't like, I remember I ran a sort of, I experimented with it. You know, I wanted to see what would happen when I touched different objects, different people, and I had different, and I was like, this was fascinating to me. They all just wanted me, they were kind of waiting for me to speak in tongues, and I was just more interested in what was going on with my hands. And eventually, when I felt it on my lips started to just jump up and down of their own accord. I don't mean like I was talking like in tongues yet, not even. But my lips, while I was making no noise, my lips moved. Not just moved. They were like electrified. Or you could say they were almost like they were burning, but it wasn't hot burning. They felt like they were being, you know, consumed with this power. You know, and it, you know, I felt electricity. It didn't feel like electricity. I always describe it as it felt like very extremely high frequency vibrations. Is the way I would describe it. But I wasn't vibrating, you know. And I'd only been standing there about, you know, a minute. I stood there a minute and I thought, I'm going to stand here all day. They're going to pray over me. And I'm going to be just an idiot standing here. Nothing's going to happen. And then I just said, well, Paul, you're supposed to have faith. You got to have faith. So let's just ask God. And I said to myself, under my breath, I said, Lord Jesus, grant me my heart's desire. And then the power began to come on me instantly on my hands. And then went to my, I forgot the order now. It's been so long. You know, my ears and my lips and then my feet. I think that was the order. My lips, my ears, my feet. I forget the order of the lips and the ears thing. It's been a while. I wrote it down early on and I could go back and read the testimony on my website to remember the exact order. But anyways, changed the way I ran, the way I saw things, the way I perceived, the way I spoke, the way I heard, and the things I did. You know, whatever. But and then eventually I tried to speak when my lips are quivering almost, you know, like they were just, and I couldn't talk straight, you know. Totally confounded my languages. Just like the Tower of Babel. You know, people say, oh, it's just Babel. Yeah, it's exactly what it sounded like to me.